Merry Christmas. Now, Christmas time, it's a celebration. We have all the presents. I imagine a lot of kids got presents this morning, and it was a great time. Also, when I think about Christmas, what I think about in particular is all the different Christmas movies that are out as well. I don't know about you guys, but this past week it's been a Christmas movie pretty much every night. But yes, Christmas, TV, movies, all of it. And I'd like to talk today about your favorite TV shows. How many of you guys like watching TV? Any of you? Quite a few. Okay, excellent. Very good. Got your attention. Good. Well, I bet all of us at one point enjoy a good afternoon, well, I'll call it binge watching, of our favorite TV shows. And I know that I, in particular, are more guilty of this than most. But so often the stories, they're so compelling, and they set it up episodes, so it seems to end on a cliffhanger, so you're more inclined to keep watching the next episode and then resolve the next 5 minutes, and it doesn't matter that much. But then, well, you're hooked, and you're still going, and it's a good time. So, but there's good writing in a lot of these of our favorite shows, our favorite stories. And one of the more clever ones that I've seen the design of it is that they take different characters and they tell the events of their life through a season, but they tell the events completely out of order. It's like disjointed from each other. It doesn't follow like a linear time progression. But like there's one episode where the main character is this middle-aged guy, and then the next episode, let's flashback. Oh, let's talk about his childhood. Oh, here he is as an old man. By the way, here's an episode on his love interest, and they're going to meet at the very end, but you're not going to know what on earth happens. But yes, it's a very engaging form of storytelling. It's like the story is told by an artist that is slowly painting a portrait of what the nature of the show is all about. And maybe you feel like your life unfolds in a similar way. Now, do you ever think back and wonder at different parts of your life, different chapters, different parts of the story of your life, and think, man, what on earth was I doing at that point in my life? Like, if your life was a show, would you have just cut that part out? Was it like kind of a filler episode, or maybe you just wish that that part was gone entirely? Maybe the parts were bad. Maybe they were just awkward. But as we reflect back on the show of our lives, I think we can all agree on this, it doesn't take long for us to realize that our show, our lives, do not measure up. And I contend that the Old Testament, the stories about what happened before Christmas, is story after story of people that don't measure up. Stories that make you wonder, like, wow, why did that story get included in the Bible? Now, large chunks of the Old Testament, they tell this linear story, things going in progression. But what the Old Testament does is it paints a picture of the nature of God. As our second reading for today, the writer for the Hebrews says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. Through many different prophets at many different times and places, across centuries of time, across different cultures, across different languages, all of it, God spoke, revealing the nature of who he is to the world. God spoke. It's an interesting choice of words. I have another question for you guys. If you had a choice, would you rather sit down and read a book, or would you rather listen to an audiobook or a podcast? I don't know. There's a difference between like reading and listening. How many people prefer reading? I'm just curious. How many people prefer listening? Not as many listeners. Interesting. I definitely fall in the listener camp. Back when I was in seminary, which is a pastor college, I would call it, I audio recorded most of my readings. I probably wouldn't have gotten through seminary if I didn't do audio recordings of it. But no, I would. I had an app that I could scan like different pages of my readings that I had to do into a PDF. And then it would read it to me. Pretty cool when you think about it. But then I would work in a machine shop to pay for my rent, and I would listen to all my readings that I had to do. And it stuck in my mind so much better. Honestly, if I didn't listen to the readings, I probably would have struggled to pass quite a few of my classes. But back to speaking. I genuinely connect more with a storyteller than a storybook. And I hope that as you read your Bibles, that as you God reveals the story of salvation that's found in his Son, the Word of God made flesh, that you connect with this master storyteller. In the Old Testament, it was like God was not just painting a picture of what, but who was to come. All those prophecies, all those promises, they all point to Jesus. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in many ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus, whom he appointed as heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. The heir of all things, the King who has come. It's why we celebrate this Christmas day. We look back into the manger and we see the ones whose life who would measure up, the one whose hope is eternal. In all the ways, he is the very embodiment of what the nature of God is, about what God wants us to be, because he is God himself. As John says, the Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. This Word, Jesus, speaks to us, speaks to you, the very nature of the Father. And this is a good reminder of something that I've been convicted of recently, that everything that we do teaches. Not just what we speak, not just the words that we speak, but what we do teaches what is important to us. What we choose to spend time on, how we conduct ourselves, what we say, what we choose not to say. It bears witness to our nature. And if we're honest about ourselves, the sad reality is that in so many situations, we do not measure up to what God wants us to be. But Jesus does. He perfectly follows the nature of his Father, which is unrelenting love for his creation. For his love was shown in coming into this broken, flawed, sinful story to save us all. And he now sits as the ruler of all things. As the writer to the Hebrews says, after he provided purification for sins, that is talking about his suffering and his death on the cross, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Jesus, the infant we celebrate in the manger this Christmas day, has grown up to become the great Lord of all things. He took on our broken humanity and through his suffering and his death, brought it to the highest seat of heaven. And he leaves us with the gift of his word for a simple purpose, to share that word with others. Let the story be spoken of through you. But don't be surprised as you live out the story, as you live out being the word, as what you do teaches that you face adversity because it happened to Christ too. He came into that which was his own, John writes, but his own did not receive him. He came into this world to people that really didn't like him very much. If this was a Netflix show, they simply probably would have turned off the TV, moved on to the next show, whatever it was. They probably thought the show was a little weird. It was a little awkward. It wasn't their cup of tea. So if there are people in the world that do not like us because of who our lives speak to, that's not only okay, that's completely expected. And that's not the only thing that happened, I should say, because it also says, John writes, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Interesting, the Bible really doesn't talk about rights, different things that we're entitled to, except for this one verse, the right to become children of God. Many did receive Jesus, and I commend you all did too. And so, we are all children of God. We belong in his family story. The same story which began at the very beginning of all time when he spoke creation into being and will end in the victorious resurrection of the dead is alive and is active in your life. And today, that same Christ child, that same king, doesn't use his kingship in a cruel way. But instead, he serves us with his body and his blood offered for our salvation. And as we partake in this great gift, we become more and more the Word made flesh in the world, taking God's story to the ends of the earth. This is better than any story, any show that the world has to offer. So I encourage you today as we celebrate Christmas, as we watch your favorite Christmas movies, as we celebrate with family, with friends, take heart in the great story of God's creation that you get to be in this small part of it. Continue to paint the world into revealing who God is. Unrelenting love found in his Son. Amen. Let us stand and confess our faith together with the words of the Apostles' Creed.